Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's session, we're going to be talking about the topic of what to do when you have to start over in your job or career journey. If there is one thing that is constant in this life, it's change. No matter what you do, things are going to change at some point, and that's no different in your individual career path as well. Whether those changes come from internal or external sources, like being laid off, graduating, getting a promotion that changes the nature of your work, just life changes outside of your control, or changes in interests or values, change is going to happen. Which leads us back to the title of our episode, What Are You Supposed to Do When These Changes Happen? First, prepare for changes before you have to. In your career journey, you should have the same motto as emergency preparedness. Have a plan before you need it. Career-wise, what I mean by this is while you are in a stable situation before inevitable change, start creating future goals. This will look incredibly similar to when you were initially creating a career path before you got into your current job or started in your current career path. Spend time getting to know yourself, doing self-assessments, and what is important to you. Next, take time in your current position to see what is aligning with your future goals and values, and maybe what isn't. Be aware of positions both in your company and out of your company that might align with your goals and values in future career paths. And it's perfectly fine if your current position is still the best option. Don't change if you don't need to. Start by adding to your resume what skills and tasks and other important career attributes you're gaining in your current position so that it's fresh in your mind. Doing this will help you tremendously when changes, either external or internal, happen. You will have already compiled the tools and skills you need to surf the wave of change rather than the wave forcibly moving you. Second, when change is happening, what do you do? When changes are happening, both what you perceive to be positive and negative changes, there are steps you can take to make transitions easier along your career journey. First, take time to process and be aware of the changes. Career change can be intimidating, even when those changes are wanted / perceived as good, and especially when it's the opposite. And it's okay to feel anxious. Second, get to work moving forward on your career journey. If the change is what is considered positive, jump into your new role and learn as much as you can as early as you can. No one likes being the new person in the office, unsure of what to do, and the best way to combat that is by jumping in and learning all that you can. Again, information is the currency of careers. If the change is one that is not so positive, do all you can to turn it into a positive. You have been in a situation where you have been gaining valuable career and life skills. Use them. The vast majority of things that you've been doing in your former position will transfer over into whatever comes next in your career journey. Now, I know you are listening and disagreeing with me on this one, but just trust me, you will bring valuable, transferable skills with you, and anything specific about the position, company, or industry, they will probably have to train you on it either way, even if you weren't transferring into that new career path. When talking about, quote, negative changes, I really quickly want to touch on the concept of failure, because it is one of the most frequently used terms when people are in these changing situations. Remember that failure doesn't exist, and it never really has. I love the phrase that one of my fellow Dornsife Career Pathways advisors, Christine, uses. Rejection is just redirection. We have a skewed view on what failure means when it comes to career journeys, and just in life, I think. We think that if something doesn't go 100% the way we planned, then whatever percentage below 100 constitutes that percentage of failure. And that's simply not true. Even in situations where things didn't go as planned, we still learn things. Being in a crappy job wasn't a waste of time or a failure, because now you know that that company or career path isn't right for you. And that's fantastic information to have. Being forced to switch career paths isn't failure. It's an opportunity to learn other skills and to grow, even when it doesn't feel like that. In my opinion, you can only fail in your career journey if you do nothing. So if you're doing something, congrats, you're not a failure. In the next few episodes, we're going to discuss more tangible things you can do when you are going through these career changes. Bottom line is that changes happen. Whether those changes are positive or negative really depends on you. Your career plan and journey never really end. They just adapt to you. So if you're finding yourself wanting to move down the career path, or if you're being forced down the career path, it comes down to the same questions as before. Do you know yourself? Do you know what you want in the future? and do you know how to get to where you want? At every stage, there are people who will help you. If you're having a career change for whatever reason, come talk to us at Dornsife Career Pathways. We are here and we really want to help you navigate this crazy time. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question that you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.